The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. This is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith, his coaching staff, and the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Walgreens.
Entering week four preparations for a trip to Dallas a week from tonight against the Cowboys. The Bears 2-1 after a win over the Rams. This is Bears Insider featuring the head coach, Lovie Smith, joined tonight by Bears running backs coach Tim Spencer. First, these messages on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith continues. Now, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
2 minutes to play. Bradford taking his time, awaits the snap. It's back. Goes back to throw. Gonna throw the sideline, stepping in front of it and picking it off. Tim Jennings! Fade to black!
2 weeks in a row. At home, anyway. Not in a row, but two consecutive home games. Another victory Monday at Halas Hall for the second game in a row. Tim Jennings at home puts the icing on the cake, the interception to end the game. Bears knock off the Rams 23-6. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith with you until 8. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll be joined by running backs coach Tim Spencer. Good evening, coach. How you doing?
Doing great, Jeff. How about you?
Fantastic. Nobody really is playing any better right now than Tim Jennings.
He's playing outstanding ball, that's for sure. You mentioned him finishing up the game for a couple weeks. And they just not the interceptions that he's getting. They aren't just gimmies where tip balls or he's having to go up high, you know, and secure the interception. And that's something that he worked on, you know, in all season. I know we've talked a lot about that. But it's just fun for a coach to see a player improve on, identify something, and then see him improve on it and see the result.
Right, because it doesn't happen that way all the time.
No, it does.
Okay, so he clearly said, yeah, okay, I got yanked last season for a game. Here's why. Went and go and work at it and continuously working at it. And he understands the maturity of being a veteran. In my opinion, that's part of this year. You mature in a certain way, and you understand there has to be extra work put in no matter who you are and when you are or where you are in this league.
Yeah, there has to be extra work put in. A lot of great athletes, you know, the top of their class all their lives.
And they're getting better.
Yeah, they're getting better. And what separates them? That's what separates them, you know, those guys that go that extra yard. I know it's all coach talk, but it's true. And Tim has done that. And then for younger players and all players to see a guy, they're seeing the same thing, seeing guys. And Tim isn't the only guy that's working hard. Others are, but you know that if you do identify something, you work hard, you can correct it.
I will say this, though, at his news conference today, before you took the podium with the media today, he did suggest that there's a lot more of that going on right now, day in and day out, from a lot of different players.
There's no doubt that there is. And then also, when you know, during the course of a year, a football season, you know, well, there's been one undefeated team. So you're going to go through some adversity. You're going to get knocked down. You know, most champions get knocked down, but they get up. And that's what you have to do. And the way to get up is to get up and do something. And that's work on things that you need to improve on.
All right. I know we're still talking about Tim Jennings in this first segment. A lot more to discuss. But the website Pro Football Focus, they chart every single play. They go through the, I don't know how they do it, but they do it. They've come up with the fact that Tim Jennings was targeted 9 times yesterday by the Rams. He allowed 1 completion for 9 yards.
Yeah, first one, I think, of the first drive.
And his quarterback rating for the first 3 games, his defensive quarterback rating for the individual is 4.2.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
You can't get any better.
No, I didn't know that. That's a stat that's a new one for me. You normally throw out a nugget that I don't know
well,
anything about.
I didn't come
about,
that yeah. on my own, but the fact is the league is talking about him, and because the quote-unquote connection is those are Darrell Revis type. I mean, granted, it's 3 games, and there's a whole lot of way to go, but, you know, you think about just the first 2 home games. You know, he's personally involved with 5 takeaways because of the 2 tips and the picks, the 3 picks. That's 5 interceptions.
How many?
4.
How many picks?
You know, at home.
At home. Oh, at home. Yes.
Yeah, the one in Green Bay, no. That gives you 4 for the season, 3 at home and the 2 tips, 1 to Conte, 1 to Major Wright.
No, you know, we have 6 interceptions. He's involved in all of them. I mean, that's being productive. And for a defensive back, that's what it's about. It's not like you're going to get attacked every play. But when you do get attacked, you have to make the play.
And here's the beauty of it all. Before we take a break here, he gives the credit to the front four, as it should be, because that's where it begins. And we'll talk more about the pass rush.
Now, more of the Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Here's the takeaway by Bradford. Going to throw the slant. It's knocked away by Jennings. Into the hands. A major run. Goodbye, baby. Goodbye. Five end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. And a pick six for Major Wright.
Second of his career, Major Wright's touchdown gives the Bears a 26 to make that a 23-6 win over the St. Louis Rams. Welcome back into Bears Insider. The Bears now 19-5 under Lovie Smith when scoring defensively since 2004, and the 19th pick six under Lovie as well. The play of the week is brought to you by McDonald's. Here on Chicago Bears Insider, Tim Spencer will be joining us in our next segment. We're with you until 8 o'clock tonight here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. But on that play, it all looks good on the back end, but on the front end, Stephen Paya really coming strong up the middle, putting pressure to collapse the pocket and make it a very tough day on Sam Bradford, the front four in general. But on that play, Stephen Paya should get an assist.
Yes, he should. And our defensive line, our front four, you know, we say they're an engine of our defense, and they are. And they played outstanding ball. But on that play, Stephen did. And he had great play throughout the day, playing the run and the pass. But, of course, there it starts with that. But you have to finish it on the other end when the ball is there to be taken. And Tim, with the assist, all right, to Major.
That's right. And you ask for that every game. You ask for a defensive score, maybe two. But that's a lot over the course of almost 9 years now. That's a lot of defensive touchdowns.
Yes. And as you talked to our defensive guys, Jeff, you've been around them. They know how important it is to take the ball away. Our defense is, you know, playing good football, and, you know, a couple of the areas, though, that really you can, you know, they lead to wins, and that's third down conversions, which they're, you know, they're doing a great job of, but it's nothing like taking the ball away.
And right now, the Bears have 14 sacks. Everybody, you know, especially me, I love numbers, as you know that. You're tethered to these numbers, and they become a big story. And it is significant because right now, in advance of tonight's Monday night matchup with Seattle and Green Bay, the Bears are number one in the league in sacks as a defense with 14. Eight different guys have done it. All but one have been from the defensive line. And you may or may not know this, but it's the most sacks by the Bears in the first three games of the year in their history. So you take away 1987, they had the strike and the spare Bears. We're going to eliminate that one. But right now, that's the pace that you're setting, and that's exactly what you want. But the beauty of it, I think, for most analysts, is that it's coming from everywhere. It's not just Julius Peppers, or it's not just Henry.
No, and I'm learning a few things. You know, as a coach, you just kind of go from play to play, from game to game. But eight different players getting a sack says a lot. And we dress seven defensive linemen normally. And for all of them to feel like, it's one thing to be a part and feel like you're a part, but, you know, for a defensive lineman, it is about getting pressure and finishing the job with the sack, and they are taking turns.
Ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered by myself or Tom Thayer during Bears Game Night Live broadcasts on Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card. So use that hashtag BearsToyota here at 7:16 with Bears head coach Lovie Smith. The defensive stats, according to a review of coach's tape, Brian Urlacher leading the way in tackles. It was brought up today as he made a progress from 1 to 3. As you point out, that's expected out of everybody. I think there's so much attention to how he might look because of the knee, but he looks awful good. Couple of pass breakups, too.
Yes, and you're right. You expect that of everyone, but this is Brian Urlacher, and Brian knows that he's going to be dissected more than others. And what we've seen from him is steady improvement from week one, second game, and of course this last was his best. And I know, you know, Brian will talk about, hey, I got to get more interception, get more sacks, more flash plays. Those are coming, but we're just looking at his individual technique, his movement. And all of that is back. And now, as you look at it, too, for Brian, Jeff, I mean, we normally play our guys in the preseason three games, and then we feel like they're ready to go. And that's where Brian is right now. I think he's going to take off this week.
Lance Briggs, another strong game as well, tackle for loss. And Nick Roach with that sack. He had a quarterback pressure, a tackle for loss, and overall three tackles. So the linebackers contributed a ton. That stat sheet filled up.
Yes, and that's why it was a team effort. We can talk on the D-line. Of course, the linebackers, all three of them, contributed like they do normally. I mean, it's not like they're up and down. They have, you know, steady play from them always. And, you know, of course, we talked about Tim Jennings. Charles Tillman was outstanding also, as was our safeties. Total defensive effort.
And Steven Jackson running the ball, just 2.6 yards a carry. Shut him down completely, really.
You have to make a team one-dimensional. And for our defensive linemen, that's the reward that they get. Shut down a run early on and get them in a passing situation, and then you can go.
And 15 quarterback pressures. That's a lot.
Good day at the office.
What is your standard for that?
Pressures. Well, you know, a lot has to do with how many times they're throwing the ball.
Sure.
But just that effort yesterday was a passing grade, I will say that.
Time at 7:18 for WBBM's traffic and weather together on the 8s. Here again, Bo Duran.
Bears Insider continues with head coach Lovie Smith and running backs coach Tim Spencer. Bears Insider on the home of the Bears. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Crouches under his center and takes the snap and sticks it in the belly of the back with a big block from Garza and into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears! Michael Bush in for his 24th career rushing touchdown, and the Bears extend their lead to 9-0 over the Rams.
Yeah, Michael Bush, third rushing touchdown as a Bear. The Bears on the board and a win over the St. Louis Rams at Soldier Field yesterday. And that's out of the Dallas Cowboys a week from tonight in Dallas. Welcome back to Bears Insider with the head coach, Lovie Smith, and joined by running back coach Tim Spencer. Tim, how you doing today? Thanks
doing
for joining
good.
Us.
How you doing?
Good, good. You got to be loving, Tim, the fact that you can stick a guy in like Michael Bush when Matt Forte's not quite ready to go.
I tell you what, that was a good find and a good get by us. Michael's doing an excellent job for us. He's running hard. He's working hard. He's a smart football player, which makes it easy to coach. And it is a pleasure to have a couple young men like that. And then the guys behind him aren't too bad themselves.
All right, Armando Allen and also Khalil Bell back with the Bears. As we visit with Tim Spencer, the thing that I am impressed with Bush, aside from his physical abilities, his size and so forth, he can do it all. But his attitude about it is, hey, I'm not just a short yardage back. And he's been pounded with those questions from the time he got here about it. And after a while, he's setting his jaw a little bit about it because he says, hey, you know, put on the tape. Watch what I've done in my career.
Yeah, I don't think it's just started with us or since he's been in the NFL. I think that's always been an issue with him ever since he's been recruited because, as you know, we recruited him at Ohio State, and that's where.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he should have come to Ohio State, but he decided to go to Louisville. And
so you recruited him when you were still there?
I didn't personally recruit him. We had another coach, Jim Haycock, that recruited him.
Okay.
But, of course, I was involved because he's a running back. But I felt that he should have come there. Somebody told him at the end of the recruiting that we were going to move him to linebacker or something crazy like that.
Well, which happens. There's some misinformation out there, right?
Well, I never lied to a guy.
Well, what did you like about him then? You know, the injury at Louisville is certainly a devastating one, and it's something he's still, I guess, trying to shed the label of being maybe not in one piece or so forth, but he's not had any issues. But what did you see as a young player, a high school player, that wanted you to bring him to Ohio State?
Well, in the mold of big, strong, powerful back that we had at Ohio State, I mean, he fit the bill. He had really soft hands. And as you could see in one of our preseason games, he does have some moves for a big guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, and, you know, with that combination, I thought it was a perfect fit for us. And he's carried that to the NFL. And I'm sure that he would like to shake that mold. But, hey, he's you see what you see on film. And what we saw on film in the offseason, he looked pretty darn good to
us. Yeah, and that footwork in a tight space is not something that's just something that you gotta have the ability to do it. Not everybody has that.
Well, I'm not certainly teaching it. I mean, I would like to say I would like to say I taught it, but he has a natural ability to make people miss in close quarters, and he runs very hard. And like I said, he studies the game, and it's good for us.
And a tone-setting run, really, to start the game yesterday. A big physical run by Michael.
Oh, that was beautiful. I mean, we had designed that play. We thought it would be good. Obviously, we want to get 4+, but I think he got about 12, and we'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're with Bears running backs coach Tim Spencer and Lovie Smith here on Bears Insider with you until 8 o'clock tonight. A couple of segments with the Bears running back coach. I'll ask Lovie first, and you can chime in. How is Matt? How is he doing?
Getting better each day. And I know that's not what everyone wants. They want to know, okay, tomorrow, is he playing? And is he practicing tomorrow? But it's a process you go through. And we have seen steady improvement from him. And we'll see how it goes
this
week.
But it still stays on the same path. And nothing's changed. I mean, it's not long-term. It's short-term.
No, it was an ankle sprain. I mean, normally, you know, it wasn't a high ankle sprain. It wasn't a season-ending injury. Just like some of the minor things you go through, you may be out a week or so, and then you're back in there.
All right, having missed the last quarter of the season last year, Matt, I mean, it doesn't sit well with him, obviously. So what kind of patient do you have here?
Well, he's one of those guys that he does not like to miss. If you know Matt, it's almost like he feels embarrassed that he's not out there. But he's been working hard to get back. I see him in the training room. Sometimes he'll bring his little machine in our room when we're doing meetings, and he's never not doing something to get better.
Talk about a little machine, for people who don't know, just an electric stim or something like that?
Similar to that. I don't know exactly what they call it because they have new stuff now. Back when I was, they had like electric shock when I was.
They just gave you ice and say, hey, yeah, get better quickly.
Well, yes.
That's exactly right. Here with Tim Spencer and Lovie Smith at 728. Let's step away again for WBBM's traffic and weather together on the 8s. Here's Bo Durant.
It wasn't. It's me. It's the same. You know, I made sure I prepared to be ready, when it was my turn. And I think I did a pretty good job. It was kind of ugly, but, I got it done.
This is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith and running backs coach Tim Spencer. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Verizon. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Pleasure to get in, everybody. It's 7:33. Up until 8 o'clock, we'll be joining Bears head coach Lovie Smith. And right now with Bears running back coach Tim Spencer, that was Michael Bush bringing us back from the break. Around 80 yards of total offense in yesterday's win over the Rams. And the thing about what he said, he goes, it was kind of ugly, he said, right, Tim? But you know what? Sometimes the running game is exactly that, and it's effective regardless.
Well, we were effective. We were effective, I thought. Mike did a good job. You know, when the defense is playing like they are, like they were yesterday, we got to get in there and do what we need to do when we need to do it. Sometimes it might not look pretty, but our defense was balling yesterday. And we made a couple plays. We left some plays out there on the field, obviously, for which we have to get better. But all in all, I mean, it was a decent effort. It wasn't a great effort, but we got some work to do.
With Mike Tice, you mentioned Mike. So with Mike Tice here, has your job changed at all?
Yes, we have more responsibility and things that we do throughout the week. There's more. There's more responsibility delegated to us, and we're all involved, and it's really good because you feel like you're a part. Not that we didn't feel like, but you feel like you have a bigger part, obviously. And we do a good job of communicating. We're on the same page. We like the same things. I have liked the schemes that Mike has done because I feel like Mike is one of the best offensive line coaches around. I've learned a lot of football, offensive line football play from Mike, and It certainly helped me out, and it's helped me to be able to coach the guys. And we get on the same page, and when offensive linemen and running backs, we meet so we can hear what each other's saying. And that's really good for the running backs and good, obviously, for offensive linemen, too.
Yeah, the great thing about what you just said about learning something new that maybe you didn't know before is hard to imagine because you've spent your whole life in football and you were an outstanding running back at every level as well. So, like, what are the types of things that you could still learn at your age and your experience level?
Well, If you've come along and you've only done things a certain way, you may be, for instance, you may be a zone guy. We have some man schemes, or vice versa. And those are things that you learn and why this person likes it and why they do it and why they're good for certain looks and other looks you may like to be zones. So I think from that, you sort of open your mind as to, there are more ways to skin a cat.
There's never a a time you could put on something, the length of time to get a running game going. It's just it just happens. And one day it just pops, and then there's a lather that's established and a rhythm. And is that the case?
It's a work in progress. Obviously, we'd like the progress to be a little farther along, I think. But it's coming. I feel good about our running game. I know it's going to get on track. We're going to get our back, our number one back, and he's going to add some excitement, and we're going to be able to feed off of both of those guys. Matt and Mike will be able to feed off each one another, and it's going to be a good thing. But we're not worried about it, but we have some work to do. There's no question.
Watch Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota. Sundays at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears Network, with Bears head coach Lovie Smith and Bears running back coach Tim Spencer with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Tim, in terms of things you wanted these guys to get better at, I know you guys, no question, had guys as they go into the offseason, hey, we want you to work on this. What could possibly you have wanted Matt Forte to work on at this point in his career, being one of the top backs in the league and very good at everything he does?
Well, there are a couple of things that, I would want all of our guys, and, for Matt, he's pretty good in protection recognition. So being more physical in protection, attacking guys, knowing what guys are trying to do to you, obviously, and that for everybody, I felt that we needed to get better at that, obviously, and then and being able to kind of pre-snap, know what's coming before it's coming, by looking in the defensive backfield. A lot of times you can figure out, what's going to come based off of looks that we've seen, and not just concentrate on, just down low all the time, because then you can eliminate a lot of things by looking in the defensive backfield and get pre-snap reads. So sometimes you can even get out, and it looks like you're free releasing before some guys, the younger guys, they'll check, they'll stay in a little bit longer. When if they just looked in the defensive backfield and the depth of the linebackers, they would know that they can go.
Is that something that you were good at?
Well, I was good at pass protection because I was a fullback. I mean, that's what I did.
I'm talking about the pre-snap recognition.
Oh, yeah, the pre-snap recognition, yes. I mean, I was taught from early on, that's how you do it. And so that's kind of the way I teach, my guys.
Who was the best running back coach you ever had?
Best running back coach I ever had?
Could be at any level. The one coach, the running back coach that really made an impression on you. No?
What?
You don't have one?
I do, but I'm getting older now.
Jeff,
you put me on a spot.
A lot of good.
But it was in the USFL.
This was not supposed to be the Tim Spencer show. This was supposed to be about his running backs. But see, he always looks like he can play right now, Lovey. So if you need anything, you could just put some pads on Tim. He could still play.
Yeah, but my running back coach in the USFL, and I really...
I'm going to look it up for you.
And he'll probably be mad when he hears that I forgot his name, but I hadn't talked to him in a while. It's been years.
All right, I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that. How about getting Khalil Bell back? Obviously, it was a business side of things. It didn't work out, but to bring him back, a guy that you don't have to spell everything back out all over again in a short notice, boom, he could just get in there and play.
Well, that was good, being able not having to – teach a guy, our system and the way we do things. But a couple of guys that we brought in to work out, they were pretty smart, and they understood the basis of what, but you still got to teach them, hey, this is what we call things, and you got to rearrange things. But having Khalil come in and just pick right up, so he's really only 2 weeks behind, he was in shape, and, it just fit right in.
How about Armando Allen?
Armando is a young guy who's learning. He has a lot of potential. But he's one of those young guys that we have to get him to be able to look beyond just what's in front of him and understand what he's got. And he's a tough guy, very tough guy. And he's a little guy. We know that, but we know what he can do, and he can make plays for us. And he's quick to tell me, I benched 450.
To which you replied, so did I.
To which I replied, I said, well, they put the wrong numbers on the weights at Notre Dame.
That's Tim Spencer, the Bears running backs coach. So he's got the muscle, but, you know, there's more to it than that. There's the mental speed of the game that has to be worked on as well. With you until 8 o'clock tonight with Bears head coach Lovie Smith. Listen to the next Bears All Access radio show brought to you by Sports Authority Thursday, October 4th at 6 p.m. on WSCR 670 a.m., part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. All right, so the Dallas Cowboys, another 3-4. So anything different about this 3-4 than what you've seen with Indy and Green Bay in terms of how you can maybe attack them in the run game?
Well, having just really started paying attention, they have a different defensive coordinator, but they do some similar things. There may be some carryover, but they do some different things. So we got our work cut out for us. We really just started studying, you know, and I have. So we're scheming right now. So we will see how it goes. But I think we got a good jump on them because we have played three, four teams.
Right, and you get an extra day. Do you like having the extra day? Does it really? I mean, I know that it could be more cliche than fact that the media always focuses. We always talk about, hey, they got an extra day to get ready. Does that extra day really come into play in a beneficial way, in your opinion?
Yeah, it does this week because we got an extra day to get our guy healthy.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. But,
if you were to ask me, I'll tell you, and you could ask my wife. I'm a noon Sunday play every game at home.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? There's nothing like. That's the way it should be. I'm sorry. I know TV rules, and I'm sure there's going to be games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the future. You watch. But there is nothing better than rolling into Soldier Field right at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning for an 8 a.m. noon kickoff. That's exactly. The best. Absolutely the best. One more thing on Matt real quick, because I keep referring to when I saw him at camp and the first game of the year, that he was running almost like a colt. There was a different gate to him. Is that my imagination, or was he really, does he look different in terms of his running style? I don't even know what the right word is.
His style is the same. I'd say he's gotten stronger and he's gotten faster and he's gotten quicker and more decisive. He will always be working his butt off in off season, and then he did that, and it showed when he got into camp. You know, one of the things that we talked about with Matt, and you'll see it as he gets going a little bit, when he gets out in the open, being more physical and slashing and getting north and south and being decisive, very decisive out there. Because sometimes, we talk about making big plays all the time, and that's good, but you make big plays by running hard. And if you run hard, those big plays are going to happen. And, he's definitely worked on that. And he's working on that. And, you know, we're going to get that. So when we get him out in the open, sometimes you may not be able to make that guy miss or juke.
You want to run him over.
Well,
that too?
Not necessarily run him over, but, you know, slip aside here and there. But get north and south.
I'll tell you what, though. There are a few backs that have that, boom, plant that foot in the dirt and make that sharp cut.
Oh, yeah.
He's great at it.
And he can definitely do that. And he does do that. He's a pleasure to work with. Because he's a professional young man, and I know a lot of people probably know, but most probably don't know, that this cat is one of the funniest kids I've ever been around. He's a pleasure to have in the room.
He's so quiet.
Oh, he's a character.
I'm sure you won't give me any insight.
Oh, no.
We'll leave it in the running back's room. That's Bears running back coach Tim Spencer, back with head coach Lovie Smith after this break here on Bears Insider on News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM WBBM.
Oh, yes.
The Bears Insider continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
You know, guys are coming out there early in the practice field, staying late, watching film, and it's paying off for us, and we just have to keep it going, and I think that's just, like I said, I'm a living testimony, you know, where hard work can pay off, and I just want to continue to keep it going.
That is Bears cornerback Tim Jennings earlier this afternoon at Hallis Hall here with Bears head coach Lovie Smith. Final segment of the program here on Bears Insider until 8 o'clock on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's. Your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 on Comcast SportsNet Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. We spent a lot of time, if you just joined the show in the first segment, on Tim Jennings and the work he's done. Lovie, you mentioned the safeties playing well, too. He brought that up today. Major Wright and Chris Conte have done a very steady job at a position that you really needed to have settled back there for some long-term viability with two young athletic guys and they look like they're a very, very productive tandem right now. What's your view of the safety position?
Well, two young athletic guys that we see a great future with. Injuries have slowed up the progress a little bit from time to time, but they both have excellent hands. I think they both have one interception right now. They both are willing tacklers and good tacklers. They're coachable. And, you know, you just wanted to, we wanted to get a few young guys in and just kind of work with them and let them grow. And, you know, he's been in the system for a while now, and, you know, the arrow is definitely pointing up.
You know, one of the things that the media asked Tim Jennings today was about his size again, just because he's 5'8", but he plays much bigger than that because he's very, very aggressive. He's physical, and he's tough. And it's funny how that keeps coming up a little bit because there's not a ton of 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2 corners in the league. If you're happy to get one, you know, you're very fortunate. So you don't have a problem playing a guy that doesn't have the length as long as he has the fight.
Yeah, and it's just not an issue at all. I know Tim will say that to you, you know, and I haven't thought about, I can't really tell you for sure how tall Tim really is. I just know he's tall enough to play. I know most corners are in the league are under 6 feet tall. And it's other things you bring, you know, ball skills, change of direction, willing tackler. Those are important things. And size, weight just doesn't really come into play.
He brought up a play in the game yesterday that really hasn't got a ton of attention. But when he jumped that slant on fourth and one, it's the first possession of the third quarter in a 10-6 game. And he breaks up the pass to Brandon Gibson.
Yes. Big play. Tim would probably say that play was bigger, was
he
just
did.
As big as you know, his interception to seal the victory there at the end. But you know, you threw out the stat on when he's been thrown to, and that's what it's about as a cornerback. When they throw the ball at you, you have to play consistent ball and be able to make more of the plays than you don't. And that has been him. But for us, I'm gonna go back to. It's about being a complete cornerback. And when I say that, willing to tackle and be a great and like tackling, and that's definitely the case with him.
You were asked today about the offense and what you thought of it, and I know that you've made the statement back-to-back days after the game on Sunday and then also today about, you know, that bar that was set in the opening game with yardage and big numbers is not necessarily how it's going to be every week, and it's not that way for any NFL team. So how you go about winning the game depends on the circumstances.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it's not going to be that way, as you said, Jeff, for any team. But we show what we're capable of doing. But that's just now how it goes each week. And what you need to do as an offense is learn how to win that game on that day. And that's what we did yesterday. It was, you know, Tim Spencer mentioned the type of game that it was, where we were playing good defense, and we had the home crowd with us, and a lot of things were going our way. We didn't have to, throw the ball all over the field. We just need to play good, smart football and get the points when we're able to.
Is that Rams defense underrated?
Yes, it is. You just look at what they've done this year, and you have to forget about what's happened the last couple of years with the Rams and just judge them based on what they've done this year. Had a chance to beat Detroit, beat Washington. I mean, they have good players. They played hard. And I think before it's all said and done, they'll be a pretty good football team.
Evaluate the offensive line yesterday.
Making progress. We have a long ways to go still. And we're going to say that with most of our position, most of our team. But there are a few plays we would like to have back. But we'll just continue to go back and we want to play better ball this week than we played last, and that'll be the goal.
The other aspect, too, when things don't go right, it's not just, again, like you pointed out many times last week, not one individual. So Jay's numbers, for example, that's not all because it was an errant throw or an incomplete pass. It could have been drop or whatever the situation may be. So in evaluating his game yesterday, doing enough to get the job done.
Yeah, it's definitely enough to get the job done. It's as simple as that. But the numbers weren't, they weren't great numbers, great statistics that we had from the game, but there were some passes dropped. Jay would like to have a couple balls back, but it's like that each week. And what Jay did was he led our offense, and it all starts with him. and just play smart football to allow us to win the game.
That's Bears head coach Lovie Smith. We're with you until 8 o'clock. Our final moments with the head coach as we break down the win over the Rams and start looking ahead to the Dallas Cowboys. Before we do that, I want to touch on special teams because you did that today with Robbie Gould for one, 3 for 3 and a 54-yarder. 5 of his 6 kickoffs in the end zone for touchbacks, and he now has 12 50-plus-yard field goals. I believe in the last 5 years or something like that. I forgot the exact number, but the dependability of Robbie, sometimes, I guess, with a kicker and a long snapper and a holder can be taken for granted. Not everybody has that trio that is so successful, but especially at Soldier Field. And that's the key. There's no kicker that's come around a visiting team or on a Bear team that has kicked as well as he has at Soldier Field with the unpredictability of it. Obviously, the climate here, but the wind's in that place.
Yeah, we do take him for granted. And I say we. I'm just, I do because, I've been around him long enough to just know what he's capable of doing. And we know, you're trying to get touchdowns always. And we want 7 points, but sometimes you can't. And we know, before in pregame, a part of our routine is seeing exactly how far, we're going in both directions. Robbie can kick it, but... And then right before, a lot of, over 50 yards is a long field goal. So, you have an option of punting the ball and pinning them down, and we're playing great defense. But to me, once it's, anywhere around 55 yards or so, it's going to be pretty hard for me to, for us to kick, to punt instead of giving him a shot.
And that's obviously your belief in him has come over time in production because in the first few years, he didn't even try a 50-yarder.
Yeah, again, it has come over time. And I'm talking about over time of, part of our weekly game routine is, on Thursdays, we normally have, finish up with a 2-minute drive there. And a lot of times we'll either go for a touchdown or go for a field goal. And I've seen Robbie in just so many situations where we've asked Robbie to come out and win the game for us at the end, and that's just seemed like a part of his routine.
We had a conversation during a commercial break during the broadcast yesterday, and our statistician, Doug Coletti, brought up this point. He maintains that the punt is one of the most underrated but yet important statistics, so a bad punt giving team field position could spell big-time trouble. Calls it a very, very, and I guess I never really looked at that as one of the top reasons a team could be in a position of trouble, but Adam Podlish yesterday, 3 of 4 inside the 20. So if you add that and the gold touchbacks, 8 different possessions for the Rams started at their own 20 or less. So that's where your defense can make something happen as well.
Yes, and that's why we talked about the type of game it was yesterday. It's about field position, Adam pinning him down there for the defense. You also, Jeff, look defensively to the third downs of getting off the field, either takeaway or third down. It all plays into, what we were faced with yesterday.
And then the return game. Devin was very close again. he still has that aura that every time he touches the ball, you just have to stop and hold your breath because you don't know. It could be happening.
And Jeff, as we look back on our time here together with Devin also, we know that it is just a matter of time. He gets close, and then, boom, he's going to start breaking.
28-3 on his 3 kickoff returns and 39 punt yards. So 124 yards. It's the hidden yards that often come into play. And you throw in the 45 yards for Major Wright's interception return. And that adds up. That's a big chunk of yardage. Give us some Cowboy talk.
Good football to 2-1 team. Disappointment going up to Seattle. But, starting off the season, beating the Super Bowl champions who, Jazz are playing great football right now. So the Cowboys, of course, were able to beat them. A lot of weapons. Start with Tony Romo, outstanding. Murray, excellent running back. Witten, Dez Bryant, a lot of stars on the offensive side of the ball. DeMarcus Ware is as good at defensive end as there he is in the NFL. Sean Lee, good linebacker. Across the board, Carr,
Brandon Carr,
cornerback that they signed. So they have a lot of stars. And for our team, another chance for us to go on the road and play against a good opponent. Guys love playing in primetime, Monday Night Football, of course, big Monday Night game tonight. And for us to have we're excited about playing there next week.
And with the Cowboys defensively, they put Ware on right side, left side. They play their 3-4. You got to know where he is, and
yes,
you got
to
block him because he made a big impact yesterday.
No, he's a special rusher, and you do have to have a plan for him. We have to neutralize him and, you know, give Jay an opportunity. Feel like we get that, we can do some things.
You'll probably get a lot of questions about coverage and how they do it. They look to be right in your face at the cornerback position.
Yeah, I think most teams do. Jeff, you know, most teams are going to press, you know, play off from time to time. We get in those one-on-one situations, whether they're pressing us or off, we're going to have to beat them.
When you're going at Romo, he can really aggravate you in the pocket, can't he? So he finds a way to keep plays alive. Is that the big key, is make sure you keep him in there somehow?
Yes, somehow, because he is mobile. And not necessarily mobile to run a lot, just mobile to buy time to get his passes off.
Hey, we're out of time. That's Bears head coach Bobby Smith. Thank you. And also for Bears running back coach Tim Spencer. Thanks, as always, to Greg Miller and our producers, Andy Gersher and Catherine Catalane. Tom Thayer and myself will have the 7:30 kickoff, Bears and Cowboys, a week from tonight on Monday night. Pregame at 4:30. Thanks, everybody. This is WBBM at HD Chicago, WCFS-FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago. Have a great night, everybody. This has been Bears Insider on News Radio 780 WBBM.